from the time we began our Sunday morning Sunday school this morning, talking about partiality in relationship to God, there's no respect to person, to really understand what he's talking about. When he says in verse 17, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. And in verse 26 of James chapter 2, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works also is dead also. Going to Genesis chapter 18, verse 10 this morning, talking on the topic, is anything too hard of the Lord? And I hope you've gotten these three words this week, the promise, the prayer, and the problem. The promise, the prayer, and the problem in relationship to the 30,000 promises that God blesses through his word, through Hannah, and through the problems of the children of Israel. God is still able in relationship to us understanding what is the will of the Lord. Tonight I want to talk to you for a few minutes, if I can, on the seven keys to dedication. The seven keys to dedication. And looking at the word dedication, I want to give you some adjectives that gives us a descriptive terminology of understanding of what that word means. What do it mean to be dedicated? Well, that word simply means that, number one, that we are wholly or totally committed. We are totally committed. It emphasized the word faithfulness. Revelation 2:10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee a crown of life. It talks about loyalty, that we show devotion, duty, obligation, attentiveness. And when you take all those words there, it all emphasizes for a particular purpose. That is, why are we dedicated? For a particular purpose, and that purpose is to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So I'm going to begin tonight in the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. And the first key of dedication is, number one, that we may realize that we don't belong to ourselves anymore. We do not belong to ourselves anymore. And the word that we want to utilize is to deny. Is to deny. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 24, it's the most popular scripture. But a lot of us don't understand it because sometimes we do try to serve two masters of Matthew chapter 6. But in the Gospel of Matthew 16 and 24, the Bible said, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. But look at the question in verse number 26. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward, that's the purpose, every man according to his work. You remember I told you the word dedication means that we are loyal, we are attentive, we have an obligation in relationship to that particular purpose, and that particular purpose is in verse 27 when he says, he shall reward every man according to his deed. So the first thing that we need to understand that we don't belong to ourselves anymore. Romans chapter 6, we're buried in him in baptism, arise and walk in newness of life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that when we are Christians, we become new creations in Christ Jesus. So if denial is not a part of your life, that is to deny sin, deny the world, deny the flesh, brethren, dedication cannot be a part of your life because you can't serve the devil and still be loyal to Jesus Christ. Let's go to Romans chapter 6 and verse 6. And the next word that we want to talk about is crucify. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 6. And let's look at that word crucify. That word crucify means to put to death, to mortify. Like in Colossians chapter 3. But when we begin in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 6, and if you'd add Romans 6, 6, if you like to, please denote Galatians 2 and verse 20. Romans chapter 6 and verse 6. He says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Jesus, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin anymore. To crucify, to put to death, to get rid of, that what Jesus did by dying on Calvary's cross, in order that the body of sin might be destroyed. Why? So that we shall not serve sin anymore when we deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow Jesus. Now, let's go to Galatians chapter 2. And let's see what Galatians chapter 2 says in relationship to the continuation of crucifying the old man. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul says here that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now look what he says. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me. One more time. Let's go to Colossians 3. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 1. See, in Colossians 3 and verse number 1, and we'll drop all the way down to verse number 5, that is, to be dedicated, we must crucify, we must modify, we must put to death sin in our life. In order for us to reign victorious, in order for us to be total faithful, loyal, devoted in relationship to what the Christian responsibility is all about. In Colossians 3, 1, he says, if you then, and I want you to underline that word if. Because if you had denied yourself, if you had not crucified the sin of the flesh, well, you got a problem. Because if you be risen with Christ, see, all Christians who were baptized and arose to walk in newness of life, see, are not in Christ Jesus because they have not mortified the flesh. They have not crucified the flesh. They have not denied self and picked up their cross and followed Jesus. So he said, if you then be risen with Christ, he said, seek those things which are above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Look at verse 2. Who do you love? What do you love? I mean, do you love God enough to be totally committed, to be totally loyal, to be totally devoted, that you all say you are totally devoted? He said, set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is here with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with him in glory. Now look at verse number 5. He says, mortify therefore your members, so you can't hold on to them. He said, which are upon the earth, the fornication, uncleanness. See, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. So what I'm saying here, brethren, that to be totally dedicated in relationship to being a lawyer, there must be a denying in our life, and we must crucify the old man of sin. Because let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. But see, if you don't do this here, but 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 is not going to be applicable. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. Because in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 and beginning in verse 16, see, because we have denied ourselves and because we have crucified the old man of sin, he said, number three, we can rejoice. We can rejoice evermore. See, we can pray. Utilize the power of prayer without ceasing. Number 3, in everything, giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. See, we don't quench not the spirit. See, we prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. See, we abstain from all appearances of evil. See, we do all of the above because sin no longer reigns in our body because we don't serve sin anymore, but we are totally dedicated, amen, to the cause of being committed by mortifying our members, by crucifying the flesh, simply because, look at verse number 16, we can rejoice evermore. Now go in First John 1:7. Let's look at another thing that we need to understand. 1 John 1:7. In the book of 1 John 1:7, he talks about walking in the light. See, 1 John 1, beginning in verse 3. I mean, we'll drop our way down to verse 7, walking in the light. In 1 John 1:3, he said, that which you have seen and heard and declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And true to our fellowship with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy might be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and we declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But look at verse 7. He said, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, it cleanses us from all our sins. That is the ability to rejoice evermore, to pray always, to abstain from all appearances of evil, and because we crucify the old man of sin and deny ourselves, brethren, it's a blessing to be able to be in the light as Jesus is the light. See, as we are in the light, as Jesus is in the light, not only do we love Jesus, but we love one another. We can fellowship one with another because we are heirs of God and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Drop down to verse number 9. This is a good blessing right here. See, once we do those things, see, then we can confess our sins daily. Look at verse number 9, 1 John 1. He said, if we confess our sins, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, all of this comes about, brethren, because of the loyalty, the commitment, the assurance, the devotion, the obligation that we show the relationship to what do we need to do. Not once a week, not once a month, but to do on a daily basis. Through self-examination, in order to achieve that purpose. That purpose is to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. John 10:10, I came that you may have life and that you may enjoy. I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Utilizing verse 9, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. As we sing that song, what can wash away my sins? Oh boy, it's nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. See, in relationship to being able just to hold on, amen. Hold on to the blessings of just being a child of God. James 1:27, he talks about keeping oneself unspotted from the world. And we talked about James 1:12, and I just love that verse right there because, see, James is so full of jewels for perfection, for maturity, lacking wisdom, acting in faith, not wavering, to be blessed, to be able to endure temptation, even though we're going to be tried, but we shall receive the crown of life. based on a promise, not a promise, but of the 30,000 promises from Genesis to the book of Revelation. But you drop down to verse 27. See, that's what pure religion is all about. How can you say you love God? How can you say you're loyal to God? How can you say you're committed to wanting to go to heaven when you have, number one, denied yourself? When you have not modified or crucified the sin that affects us every day. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. To visit the fatherless, the widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. That's that koinonia. That's that fellowship. That's that two-way relationship that we have as brothers and sisters in Christ. As Jesus is the light and we are the light. And we are heirs of God and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Because we are like-minded and because we don't serve sin. Because we are mortified. Because we are crucified. Because we have denied sin in our life. Because we abstain from all appearance of evil. And I say this all the time, brethren. The church don't have problem. What we have is people problems. Because we don't understand what our role and our responsibility is. And he just used two things. To visit the fatherless and the widows. But that's anything. That we may come up in relationship to need and showing love and caring for one another is defined what pure religion and undefiled before God. In order to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Because where sin is, God is not. We can't serve two masters. You just can't do it. In relationship to understanding. I hear people saying all the time, oh, I love God. Oh, I love his church. Oh, I'm dedicated. You can count on me. But when the metal hit the pedal, have we done the thing that we totally need to do in relationship to totally being dedicated? In relationship to, why are we here? Why did we come back tonight? And what's the purpose of us at 2501 30th Street? I mean, why are we here? See, in relationship to examination. See, why am I a husband? Why am I a wife? Did you just say I do it and that's all that happened? That's the dedication that we have. But in doing so, brethren, the devil do not want us to achieve what God put before us. So therefore, he don't want us to commit, to deny, to mortify. Because he know that when we fail to do that, we lose everything else. And we don't have the ability to have pure religion. And undefiled before God. And the Holy Spirit just used two phrases, fatherless and widowless, in that time of affliction, and keeping oneself unspotted from the world. Brethren, that ain't nothing but pure old Christian living. And that's what each and every one of us, our mindset, need to be. If we're going to be what God will want us to be. And the last thing, let's go to Psalms 119. Because see, you know, I talk about that meantime. You know, I talk about that meantime. If you go through a day, and I know we live in a hustle and a bustle. And I know that we live in a time where things are very expensive and we just live in difficult times, and some of us just got too much going on for ourselves. But brethren, let me tell you something. When you go to 2 Corinthians 13:5, he talks about examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith, unless you become disqualified. brother, on an individual basis, I'm not talking about a husband or wife, me time. I'm talking about an individual basis. Well, Galatians 6, every man must bear his own burden. Well, but he can't get no quiet time, some time that he can just think, that he can just meditate, that he can just examine, just slow down, you know, get away from the kids, get away from the stove, just get away and get some me time. Every day. And ask yourself basic questions. Have I crucified the flesh? Have I denied? Have I mortified? Am I keeping myself unspotted? Do I practice pure religion? Ask yourself, these are questions. Have I submitted? Have I resisted? I'm just throwing a few out. You can have your own question that you deal with before your God, that you find some time to just check yourself out. That what is your life? Brethren, you are making a terrible, terrible, terrible mistake, because nobody can be that busy that they can't put some God in their life to look at their own spiritual welfare to know what direction you are going. You can't be that busy and say you are dedicated. You just can't be that busy and say that you are a lawyer, that you are attentive, that you are obligated, or that's your duty. How can you say that when you don't take it serious enough? Me time. I call it me time. It may be at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. But finding you some time. Psalms 119. And I just want to read it for a few minutes, if I may. Beginning in verse 8 and 9. He says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." He says, "Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thy divine ordinance, for all are thy servants. Unless the law had been my delights, I should then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am dying, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will continue thy testimonies. Have seen an end of all perfection, but thou commandment is exceedingly broad." But look at verse 97. That's that me time. That me time, brethren, that you just to sit down and meditate. Just think. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Wake up in the morning with Jesus on your mind. In the middle of the day, Jesus on your mind. Before you go to bed, Jesus on your mind. Sometimes you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus on your mind. Because we call ourselves Christians. The 7 keys to dedication: to deny, to crucify, to pray, to walk in the light, confess sins daily, keep oneself unspotted from the world, and to meditate on God's word. To meditate. And I'll go up again if you're trying to write them down or you can see me. That is to deny, to crucify, to pray, to walk in the light, confess sins daily. Keep oneself unspotted from the world and to meditate on God's word. If there be one here today that needs to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, come right now as we stand and sing.